It's State of the State, a podcast about the culture and effectiveness of Illinois government. I'm Brian Mackey, and the State of the State today is that it's really hard to regulate police technology. There's been a lot of attention lately on police regulations. High-profile shootings in Cleveland and South Carolina and Ferguson, Missouri have drawn attention to the idea of body cameras. But that's not the only technology under scrutiny. There's also location trackers, drones, and, on point for our discussion today, automated license plate readers, or ALPRs. Today's episode is in two parts. First, a bit of background on ALPRs. Then, why did a bipartisan effort to put some limits on them fail this spring in the General Assembly? Okay, so ALPRs can be anywhere. The tollway uses them to catch people who don't pay, private companies have them to look for cars they might repossess, and they can be mounted on police cars. Commonly, there are two cameras on the trunk looking at every car passing by. On the left, and the right. It captures an image, a computer extracts the numbers, and it checks it against a database. Reporter Garrett Berger did a story on this for Illinois Issues earlier this year. He went on a ride-along, and while there were no positive hits when he was there, the officer did demonstrate how it might work. Let's say the ALPR spots a stolen car.
When it went, roo, 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 roo.
Or maybe a vehicle associated with a missing person. You get the idea. Under current law, police can keep that license plate data forever. This has groups like the ACLU of Illinois waving red flags. Get enough of these going, and police could build a pretty solid database of your movements anytime you're in public. If police can spot you at church or eating at Chipotle, they can also record you at a protest or a gun show.
People just don't know that this is happening. And I think once they know, they get really concerned because it's like, well, why are you following me? I haven't done anything wrong. Why are you keeping my information?
This is Kadeen Bennett,
staff attorney and legislative counsel with the ACLU of Illinois.
I'm not going to get into the specifics of what the ACLU wants and why law enforcement fought back. You can read Garrett's excellent story about that on our website, wuis.org. Rather, I'm interested in why it's been so hard to impose limits on this technology when, for example, it was a lot easier to get a deal to regulate drones a few years back. Bennett says it matters that dozens of police departments in Illinois are already using ALPRs, while drones have yet to really catch on.
I mean, I think it's night and day in terms of the conversations and the negotiation. I think once you're telling law enforcement who are invested in a particular technology, you should be regulated. It's always an uphill climb.
I understand where the ACLU is coming from and the sponsor's coming from, but on the other hand, that's data can be used down the road to solve despicable crimes.
This is Greg Sullivan with the Illinois Sheriff's Association.
Sometimes there's knee-jerk reactions. You know, you got one incident, and they want to change the whole law on for everybody. Let's face it, 99.9% of the cops in the state do a damn good job.
And there it is. The police say, most of us are doing this the right way and for the right reasons, so trust us. Sullivan just referred to the sponsor of the ALPR legislation, that state Senator Daniel Biss, a Democrat from Evanston.
One thing we've learned is that if the regulatory framework can stay even a quarter step ahead of the police status quo, then we have a chance to really establish in a collaborative way a good set of rules. That's what we did with drone regulation and even what we did to some extent with location tracking regulation.
But again, it's worth noting that the drone bill, which passed more easily, targeted something that was not in widespread use. Location tracking was harder, in part because police were already using the technology.
The challenge is once the genie's out of the bottle, it becomes very hard to get buy-in from the law enforcement entities that are already using it to regulate it.
That's it for this week. This is the seventh episode of State of the State. You can hear the rest and subscribe to the podcast at wuis.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Brian Mackey.
The last thing I want to ask you about is the difficulty of...
I'm just saying.
You know, balancing.
You're on radio. Ron Holmes is just saying, listeners.